The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Guess who's written this in a letter to Fianna Fáil leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, saying all Fianna Fáil party positioning and policy are being determined in a fashion consistent with an undemocratic totalitarian regime rather than that of a democratic socialist Republican party of and for the people. It's Mark McSharry, of course, who, Philip Ryan, political editor of Independent Newspapers, is no longer a member of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, I believe.
Yes, that's just breaking down the last few minutes. He has sent a letter to his colleagues, including Taoiseach, of course, setting out his decision to step back, to resign the whip, to no longer be a Fianna Fáil TD in Leinster House in Dáil Éireann, over the Simon Coveney debacle, over Catherine Zappone, over all the to and the fro, and over the special envoy position. And he also mentions the leaks from Cabinet about it. He also mentions Marion Gate, which is Leo Radcliffe showing up to a party held by Catherine Zappone in the Marion Hotel, which obviously led to rules being changed on outdoor events. And yeah, he's gone. This is the end of him. And for the foreseeable future anyway, while Micheál Martin is in charge of the teams, the Taoiseach himself said anyone who voted against Mr. Coveney in the no-confidence motion would be banned for 6 months from the party. So it remains to be seen whether that will apply to Mark in this instance, because he's taken a decision himself to resign, and he doesn't set out a time frame for when he will return. In his letter, he'll continue, obviously, as a TD for his local constituents, and Sligo and Leitrim and Donegal and Roscommon. That's a huge constituency he has. But, yeah, he's gone from Fianna Fáil.
He's been an unhappy man for quite a long time, though, hasn't he? He's been given out about all sorts, and particularly about COVID restrictions.
He has always been a bit of a thorn in Micheál Martin's side, I think that's fair to say. He is an outspoken TD. He's always had his views. He's never been shy of saying them. Last weekend, his contribution at the Fianna Fáil Thinking down in up in Lee Russell in Cavan was very emotional. He has strong held views about how the party should or shouldn't be managed, and how it should move forward. I think one of the big issues is, and like, look, this is commonplace across all parties, I think, amongst TDs in all government or opposition, is that in a lot of cases that the management of a party is quite centralised with the leadership, and TDs and those in the backbenches who are expected to do the voting on certain issues don't really get a look in. And in this instance, I think it has just been a step too far for Mark McSharry.
How much sympathy will there be for him within Fianna Fáil, given particularly the fact that his dad, Ray McSharry, is a famous former Minister for Finance and European Commissioner? Or will there be many who feel that maybe he has been mouthing off a little bit too much and they'll be happy enough to see him on the outside?
Yeah, I'd say there's definitely a core support for Micheál Martin in there, people who are very much in favour of Micheál Martin and respect his leadership and are happy with how things are being run with the party, and have to say are a little bit more, have more of a hopeful outlook than Mark, in that they believe that if Micheál Martin keeps tipping along and keeps doing as he's doing and running the country in some sort of form of a respectability and with the stability, that Fianna Fáil will eventually get a bounce. When that happens, no one seems to really know, because the polls aren't very good. But that they would hope that if things trip along as they are, and Mark is in some ways, they would see, is holding them back, as because the public side don't like to look on. And I think this was mentioned at the Thinking as well, that a party that's full of division and full of infighting, that's not a very attractive proposition to a voter, that people don't want to see TDs knocking lumps off each other at parliamentary party meetings or sniping at each other over the airwaves. And this may be something of an end to that. But I think that would be naive, because you can be very sure that Mark McSharry moving into the independent role, independent benches of Dáil Éireann will not stop him commenting on Fianna Fáil.
And finally, is there likely to be anyone else, such as a John McGuinness, who might also vote against Simon Coveney tonight? And even if they were to do so, is Simon Coveney going to have enough numbers to win a motion of confidence tonight?
I think Simon Coveney is very safe tonight. He has the backing of his Fine Gael colleagues. He has the backing of the the vast majority of Fianna Fáil, the Green Party as well. And John McGuinness, I think, is still away. I think, as far as I understand, he has a pairing, so that's kind of boxed off. There's also a few independents who will be voting in favour of Simon Colvin, who will be supporting, I think, Michael Healy-Reyes is voting out, Ronan Murphy, people like that, people who generally vote with the government, the likes of Noel Grealish, the likes of Michael Lowry. I don't think the figures are going to be a problem tonight for government chief whip, Jack Chambers, to make sure this vote gets over the line. So this is more Mark McSherry's move, is more of a protest, more of his personal demonstration against the leadership and being bounced into a vote which he doesn't believe or doesn't feel that he should have to make.
Philip Ryan, political editor of Independent Newspapers, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.